That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, Garen here. We hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Danielle, Christine, and myself are off this week, so instead of a new episode, we're going to give you an extended edition of a classic How to Survive. This is our second episode, so the show's a little bit different format-wise. Please enjoy that, and if you want extended episodes on every episode that we do, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/podcasthowtosurvive for more great content. Until next time, thank you all. We love you. And as always, remain calm.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. We're here to help you get through the catastrophes that could kill you.
Avalanches, bear attacks, knife fights.
And the stuff that really keeps you up at night.
Texting mishaps.
Sexting mishaps.
Being catfished.
I'm really worried about getting osteoporosis.
Me too.
My bones are like chalk.
I'm getting you a glass of milk right now.
Should we just play the song?
Yeah, okay. So welcome, everybody. Today we are talking about bear attacks.
Ooh,
which, Chris, I'm sure this scares you, right?
You know, I really like bears.
Yeah.
And I fear them.
Like parents. You know what I mean? Like your own parents. Well, have you ever been close up to a bear?
You know, I have been probably closer than a lot of people because I've had one in my yard.
Whoa, you have?
Yeah.
What kind of a bear?
I think it was a brown bear, because I think that's what the bears are in California.
Yeah.
In our region of California.
Right. We have, for those who are new listeners, we have established that Chris basically lives in Jellystone National Park. She's got like bears with a picnic basket.
It was Boo-Boo. I think it was Boo-Boo. Is that the right?
I think it is Boo-Boo. Okay. Yeah.
He had a basket. Yeah. And he was just looking for some honey. How was that?
That was actually pretty good. Okay, I'm impressed.
Digging back into the archives. I have a very barky dog for the listeners that don't know this yet, which are all of you. And she barks insanely about once a week because she'll see a deer.
Okay.
Because we get a lot of deer.
Right.
On our little mountainside there. And she goes nuts. And she's gone after a couple. I'm surprised she hasn't caught one yet.
Huh.
She'll like.
Can a dog catch it? I guess.
I mean, I think she's come close.
Yeah. Okay.
And one day she was going really crazy and we were like, oh, she must see some really like a pack of deer.
Right.
And all of a sudden I heard my husband yell something that sounded like the word bear. And I was like, that can't be right. But I decided to go outside and there it was, a big giant bear.
Oh, it was huge.
Yes, it was huge.
OK, was it standing on its hind legs? Was it on four legs?
No, it seemed like it was moseying.
It was lumbering around.
It did not look at us.
But it was huge.
It was huge.
And it was a brown bear or a black bear?
I think it was brown.
Okay.
It wasn't technically on our property, but there's this sort of area that is, we've just decided is ours. I don't know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do anything with it. It's just a scraggly hill. And we just watched it.
Wow. Were the kids there? Did they get to watch it?
They got to see it, yeah.
And was everyone freaked out, or were you looking out from inside your house?
We were outside.
Oh, you were outside, okay.
And we felt excited because
be excited too.
It was cool to see a bear in the wild, not at a zoo. And we were far enough away that we were like,
yeah,
it doesn't even see us. It does not care about us. It was like I'm going inside the mind of the bear now because I'm magical that way.
Yeah. So grumble, grumble. I'm hungry.
I'm looking for something like water or food.
Right. And you don't have a pool, so it's not one of those those videos where you see a bear in someone's pool. Oh my God. It just looks like a fantasy.
I see that once a week. It's next door. It's the only reason I still stay on next door because most of it is like there's a suspicious person walking down my street and they are Latino. You know,
I was
like,
going to say, were there any racial slurs about the bear? Yeah. And of course, it's a brown bear.
It always, like, no matter what topic it is on next door, it always turns into either an argument about racism.
Right.
Or politics.
Right.
It could be like...
Which is fun to do with strangers.
Oh, yeah. It never gets angry.
Yeah.
But I just stay on there because I want to see those mama bears and baby bears swimming in the pool.
I know. It's so cute.
So cute. But and also, it really makes me want to have a pool. Number one reason to have a pool.
I thought you were saying it makes you want to have a bear, but actually just makes you have a pool so you can attract bears. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want a bear. Okay. So this week, I did some research because... You may actually come in contact with a bear, so you're going to have to know how to deal with one and how to survive a bear attack.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming you're going to get attacked.
I mean, I think there's a 99.9% chance
that
I might have to wrestle a bear. So I need all of the good arm techniques for fighting a bear.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to tell you a little fact, which is that a world-class human sprinter, like a Usain Bolt or something, can run 21.7 miles per hour and can cover 60 yards, which is 180 feet. A charging grizzly can reach a speed of 30 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
That translates to 44 feet per second.
Why aren't we doing Bear Olympics?
Because they would just have sex all the time.
Wait, are bears really horny?
I just assume anyone who was involved in Olympics... and gets into one of those Olympic villages is horny, because that's always the story, is that they're always having sex in the Olympic
really?
Village. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is new information.
Well, like,
for
supposedly
me.
The beds this time were made out of cardboard, and I think they said that they were made to, they could sustain sex, because the whole thing is that they always give them condoms in Olympic Village.
Okay. And they make the beds uncomfortable so they won't have sex? When has that ever stopped anyone?
Maybe it was to discourage people from getting together because of COVID.
Oh, well, that's a... I mean...
I could be making all of this up.
Yeah. I like your take on the world.
Oh, Bear Olympics. That would be fun.
How fun would that be? I would really tune into every event. Because usually with the Olympics, I'm like, what's going on with, like, horses?
Really?
Horses? Well, that's for my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with gymnastics?
Yeah, gymnastics, horses.
Like, I'll tune in for, like, three things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And usually just watch, like, the clips now, because I don't... Who has regular TV anymore? But, like, if it was bears, I would watch every single sport.
How about bear beach volleyball? And they have to wear those little skimpy outfits.
Oh, they would look so cute
they
in bikinis. Sports bikinis, too.
Sports bikinis, yeah.
You don't want a bear in an underwire.
No.
That would make a bear really angry.
I also don't want to see cartoon bears go to the bathroom. I'm really done with that whole Charmin campaign.
Oh, I know.
Why are they so proud of their... Enjoy the go.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just every... Also...
Something should be private.
Why do we have to even think about it? Like, we're all going to buy toilet paper.
Right.
I don't want to think about people's buttholes.
You know what's grosser than people's buttholes?
Hmm.
Blue bears. Why are they blue? I just don't understand why they're blue. It's like...
Yeah, why are they...
Do you want...
Is your toilet paper blue?
No. And you're like... You are selling a realistic product that's... I mean, there's nothing more realistic than having to go to the bathroom.
No.
And then you're doing it with cartoon bears who are blue. Come on. Let's have some realism. Maybe they don't want to associate brown with the toilet paper, although that would be smarter. Okay. So are you ready to learn about what to do in a bear when a bear when attacks happening. You at your house?
Yes, because this could happen today.
100% could happen today. Okay. So this is the first. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
When confronted with a bear,
mm-hmm.
identify yourself. Hello,
wait,
bear.
Do you think I should, Chris or Christine?
That's a really good point. I think you want to say Christine because I think you want to project confidence and
okay. I'm sitting
full
up straighter
name.
Now.
You know, okay. You want to intimidate the bear.
Oh, wait. Do they want to know, are they... Should I tell them what my pronouns are, preferred pronouns?
Yes. Tell the bear what your preferred pronouns okay. are.
It's she and her.
She, okay, Christine, she, her, and okay. you are. And then the bear probably won't respond because they don't speak English. But, you know, I mean, not to be racist, but I don't think they speak English.
But they understand, they probably understand English, but they don't speak it.
Well, they, right, like me. Oh, by the way, I've been on my... Duolingo, my Spanish
yes.
app for a year.
Yeah.
It just told me that I'd been on it for a year and I was going to make a big announcement in Spanish, but
yes.
I guess I can't because I can't speak Spanish.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what?
Not Duolingo's fault, by the way.
No.
It's mine. It just, at this capacity, you know, at this age, the capacity to learn a new language. I mean, I'm doing the best I can.
I think it's in the negative.
What's in the negative?
The capacity to learn. A language is in the negative at our age.
Oh, you mean we're losing words in our own language,
yes.
much less.
Oh,
right.
Think about when you try to think of the name of someone.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right.
No one can do it anymore.
Yes, right. I used to be really good at that.
Oh,
and
I know. I knew everyone's name.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wait, what's that person's name? And
yeah.
It's like my mom.
Right. The joke with my dad used to be that my dad would be like, what's the name of the guy in the thing whose sister? And I would know exactly
yes.
who he was talking about. Like we had, I just knew, always knew what he was talking about. And now I'm doing that, except we have the internet. But not that my parents understand how to use the internet. Okay. So here, okay. And I
identify myself.
Identify yourself by talking calmly.
Okay.
So the bear knows you are. I found this so interesting. So the bear knows you're human.
And not like
a prey animal.
A big piece of steak.
Well, no. No, not like a cartoon steak that with eyes. No, it's in other words, the bears apparently know the difference between humans and non-humans. And if you talk, they know, oh, this is not a predatory animal.
Oh.
This is that weird human thing that wears clothes.
It doesn't taste good.
That doesn't taste
tastes
good.
Tastes like milk.
Yeah. Milk?
I don't know. That's just like...
We taste like milk?
I don't know. That seems like what I would taste like, you know? I'm just like this...
Well, you have a really high opinion of yourself. You taste like milk.
Does milk taste good?
No,
I don't feel like
disgusting,
I would...
but...
Right. Like, I feel like if
I'm
you...
I'm going to dip a big cookie
if you bit
Chris.
Into a human, they would just taste like milk.
Huh. I think that's...
Unless they were vegan and they would taste like wheat grass or hay.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe a bear would like that.
Yeah. You could say like, I'm not vegan.
Yeah, right.
I'm a human and I taste like milk.
Right. I'm a human who tastes like milk. I think a bear would like milk.
Okay. So what do you say that's really going to turn off the
first
bear?
You say, hi, my name is Christine and I'm a human who tastes like tofu. Unseasoned tofu.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Remain still. Stand your ground, but slowly wave your arms.
Slowly wave my arms. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I know
like they do in arenas at
football
games.
I'm just going to ask, do they want us to do like a
the wave?
Yeah. No, I think it's probably a back and forth
okay.
motion like you're stopping traffic.
So no dabbing.
How? Well, I mean, I think the bear will judge you.
I can't really
do that.
Yeah.
Help the bear recognize you as a human.
Okay.
That's funny you mentioned that because the dabbing. I'm sorry. I'm already on a tangent. I haven't gotten through one whole thing, but we were watching American Ninja Warrior Junior last night.
Oh, okay. I have to tell my kids about this because they watched this. It's not called Senior. It's not American
no.
Ninja Senior, but that is a good
but
idea.
The kids are freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And they're these weird kids who like not only are amazing athletes with like superior coordination, speed and strength,
mm-hmm.
they also like weld on the side or fence
no.
or have like their own cookie business.
You
I mean it's really weird. They're like super uber.
I'm not into that.
I know.
I don't like precocious children.
Well, we ripped these kids apart last night, the
oh,
three
good.
Of us. But what happened was there was a really short kid who was 13, and so, you know, coming, the three of us, my husband and son and I being short, we were like rooting for him, except then he was a total asshole. And you're like, oh, that's that fucking asshole who is just like, he just thinks he's so great. And he was dabbing was my point. And I'm like, really, in 2021? But that's not really why I disliked him. He was just obnoxious. And you were like, I was trying to root for you. Anyway, these the kids are amazing, though. Okay, it make after you identify that it's a human, after he identifies you as a human.
Or she.
Yes. It says it, which I think is unfair.
I don't like
he
that.
He or she may come closer or stand on its hind legs to get a better look or smell.
Oh.
A standing bear is usually curious, not threatening. Okay. So that's good.
Okay.
So just slowly wave your arms and keep your ground. Now, stay calm. I love that's in all of these, I think we're going to find that every piece of advice is stay calm.
Yes.
All right. Bears may... I like this. They're sneaky. Bears may bluff their way out of an encounter by charging and then turning away at the last second.
Okay, so if they charge like, you, just keep in mind they might change their mind at the last second.
It's like when someone goes to high-five you and then runs their hand through their hair instead. It's like that, but bear style.
So it's like Danny from Grease.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You're like, is this a Danny from Grease bear, or is this the real thing?
Well, I don't even know you. Maybe that was another guy. maybe he has a pack of cigarettes rolled up his bear
skin.
Arm. Yeah.
If he's in a white t-shirt.
Yes.
Wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah, he may just charge you and then turn at the last second.
He may break into song.
Bears may also react defensively by woofing, yawning, salivating, growling, snapping their jaws, and laying their ears back. Continue to talk to the bear in low tones. This will help you stay calmer and it won't be threatening to the bear. So basically, we're just trying to de-escalate the situation.
Okay.
Step three, pick up small children immediately.
Oh, do that third.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
After you're done waving. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to wave and hold children.
Yes. Unless you wave the children, but I don't.
I'm not strong enough.
No.
This is, again, that shoulder thing where I'm.
I know.
I can't keep deer on my shoulders.
No, I'm so sorry.
And wave children.
I know. Okay, hike and travel in groups. Groups of people are usually noisier and smellier than a single person, so that actually makes a lot of sense.
You know what? I'm always amazed. I have friends who hike alone a lot. Do you hike alone?
Well, now, when you say hike, do you mean, like, go to a nature preserve? Like, I feel like the term hike is so broad, I don't always know what people are talking about. In other words, I go to a park that I say I'm going running / hiking, because there are some areas where you're literally hiking. But I don't know. Is that hiking?
Are there signs that say
hiking trail?
There are mountain lions here.
No.
Okay. So I live where you know where I live. And there's a big hiking trail there that has I've never seen a mountain lion there. And I hope I'd never see a mountain lion. But there are rattlesnakes and deer and mountain lions and bears, because that's probably where the bear came from, and coyotes.
Sure.
And women hike alone there all the time. And they have the right to. I'm not saying they shouldn't.
They're also not trying to take away their rights.
No. I don't want to be that person. Yeah. But I also see a lot of the times kind of kooky men.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But look a little bit dangerous. And I'm always like, I'm afraid of men.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of animals.
Right.
And I'm afraid of getting murdered. And
sure.
I'm afraid of all these animals. Like, I'm always afraid like a mountain lion's going to jump down and attack me. And so...
Always. You always are putting yourself in a position where you're terrified.
Yes.
Wait, do you go hiking alone?
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I'm impressed with women that do.
Right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, like...
I guess I could see myself doing... I mean, I wouldn't, like, go on some crazy three-day... one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which I would never do anyway. But... So who's with you when you're hiking?
My family, usually, or a friend.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, if a man approaches you, also wave slowly.
Do all of
and
that.
Stand and let him know you're human.
I always treat men on hikes as bears.
And hopefully you're smelly.
Usually.
Okay, now this one I think we've all heard. Make yourselves look as large as possible.
But slowly.
Slowly. But this says, now, for example, move to higher ground.
Okay.
So I guess you've stood still, you've waved, you've picked up your kids, you've made sure you smell, and now you're moving to higher
ground. I feel like I need to keep, like, a little piece of paper in my pocket with all of this on it, but like at all times.
I think the main thing is don't like make sudden moves, don't yell, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, do not allow the bear access to your food. Okay, getting your food will only encourage the bear and make the problem worse for others. So if you're thinking like, oh, I'm just going to distract him by throwing this bag of Cheetos at him, don't do that.
Okay.
It'll just worsen
things. Don't offer him my Cheetos.
Well.
What if he's
and
like...
And don't do that to men either, Chris.
No.
Don't offer a man your Cheetos unless he's earned it.
I feel like this is metaphorical and I'm going to take this advice.
Okay. You take it any way you want it. Do not, I thought this was really good. Do not drop your pack as it can provide protection for your back and prevent a bear from accessing your food.
Oh, and also like probably your skin.
Right.
Because it's like it's an extra layer.
Right. It's like a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carry a big pack that has is made of steel.
Yes. Without food in it. Just an empty steel pack. Maybe you can put your kids in. If the bear is stationary, move away slowly and sideways, like a crab.
Oh, do crab walk.
This allows you to keep an eye on the bear and avoid tripping. Moving sideways is also non-threatening to bears. Do not run. But if the bear follows, stop and hold your ground.
Oh, boy.
Bears can run as fast as a racehorse, both uphill and down.
So it's like a bear is fire.
A bear is fire. Yes. Get to high ground. Yeah. Bear is fire. I was watching this show. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I was watching the show called The Hype, and it's a competition show about streetwear.
Yeah.
Designing streetwear. And everything is fire. Everything is fire or hard or...
What do you mean everything is fire?
That's the adjective they use to describe everything. That is fire.
It's good.
It's good. Or it's hard. I've never felt so old in my life, but...
I've never heard this.
Wait, you've heard things are fire?
No.
What?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Have you, Garen? Of course.
Oh,
Garen has. Garen's our producer. Of course he's heard of fire. Oh, well, okay. I don't feel so old now.
I'm a dinosaur now.
You're a dinosaur now. I think we're the exact same age. But yeah, that's fire. But it was literally everything. Everything was fire or hard.
All right, fine. I'll join TikTok.
So
what? Fine.
I'm going to join Quibi. One of the hosts or one of the judges, I guess. Yeah. One of the judges is, oh my God, I just forgot his name. Nicki Minaj's husband, Offset. If that gives you any indication.
Okay.
It probably doesn't.
I think you watch a lot more reality competition shows than I do.
I'm obsessed with reality competition shows.
And I think it's tuning you into the culture a little bit more.
It's
than
tuning me into the culture of people who can actually do things.
Yes.
Who can actually produce a product with their hands.
Yes.
I'm just fascinated by that, whether it's food or clay or clothes or like, I'm just so envious of anyone who can do a thing, who can do a practical skill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's why I like them. But okay, so you've moved sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Do not run.
Slowly.
Bears can run as fast as a racehorse. Like dogs, they will chase fleeing animals. Do not climb a tree.
Chris. Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know what? There's a very small chance I can even climb trees anymore.
I don't think I could ever have climbed a tree.
Not when you were a child?
No.
Oh my God, you didn't climb trees when you were a child?
Well, I mean, I guess ones that had branches that were 2 feet off the ground or something. I mean, yeah, I guess I did a little bit, but not like to a very high...
Oh, I lived in trees.
Did you really?
Oh my God, I climbed...
Are there a lot of good trees in Ohio to climb?
Yeah. I had tons in my yard.
Really?
A giant backyard full of trees.
Oh.
Way up high.
That sounds so nice.
It was pretty good.
Are there bears in Ohio?
Not where I lived.
Okay.
Maybe in like southern Ohio. Once you're getting into Appalachia, I was sort of like Appalachia adjacent...
Braggart.
I know. Humble, not so humble brag.
Right.
No, I was in the Rust Belt, so.
Okay.
You know, jealous. I don't think they really had bears there.
Okay.
Sadness.
The sadness dripped off the trees.
Yeah.
Like honey.
You could catch a lot of sadness.
You could.
Oh, yeah.
Just wave your arms at sadness and it will come your way.
Yeah.
Speak English to sadness in a low, calm tone. Okay, leave the area or take a detour. If this is possible, wait until the bear moves away. Always leave the bear an escape route. So don't block it off. Don't think you're some hotshot who's going to trap the bear. Like, let the bear be the bear.
Yes.
And then get the hell out of there.
What if you want to catch the bear, though? Like,
that's probably other steps.
Okay.
Maybe just do all the opposite of what I'm saying.
All right.
And wear a
metal suit.
Yeah, a metal suit.
Okay.
No, I was going to say a chain of armor. Chain of armor.
What? Wait, that's not.
Suit of armor. Okay. Chainmail.
But it's made of chainmail. So I think you weren't wrong. It was just
I was all sorts of wrong.
The way of saying it. You know, we don't know.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say one of those things where when they train attack dogs and stuff that yes. they wear those big puffy outfits.
I've seen those.
Yeah. They are fire. Okay, be especially cautious if you see a female with cubs. Never place yourself between a mother and her cub. No. And never attempt to approach them. That's pretty...
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Which is, it's kind of like a trap because that's the most like, I want to see the baby bears, yes. right?
But you don't. Know.
Okay, now, there are different rules for different kinds of bears.
Okay, this is what always confuses
okay.
me.
Okay, now you believe you saw a brown bear in your backyard or near your backyard.
I think.
So for brown or slash grizzly bears, don't ask me if that's the same thing. I have no idea. If you are attacked.
I think it's not.
It's not.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay. If you are attacked by a brown or grizzly bear, leave your pack on and play dead.
Okay.
This is if you're attacked now. This is not like you're just observing yeah. each other. This is the bear is making moves.
Can I tell you something that I memorized a long time ago that yes. might help this one? And I think I might be right about this.
Okay.
Brown, lie down.
Brown, lie down. Oh, I thought that was about going to the bathroom. No, sorry.
That also happens sometimes.
Oh, okay.
If you have
so
norovirus.
You're, right. That's, you're absolutely right. Brown, lie down. Play dead. Lay yeah. flat on your stomach with your hands clasped behind your neck,
mm-hmm.
like you're dealing with LAPD.
So because you want to protect your internal organs?
You know, it doesn't say that, but that makes a lot of sense. And also because hopefully you have a backpack on.
Okay. I mean, I think a lesson here is also never, ever hike without a backpack.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I know. I hike in... Not with, I mean, but again, I'm not anywhere near these kinds of animals. There are bunnies in the park where I hike.
Aww.
Literally bunnies and the occasional snake. Spread your legs to make it harder for the bear to turn you over. So you're trying okay. to like take up as much.
Right.
Again, square.
It's just like the LAPD is
right.
patting you down.
Right.
We have a lot of experience with that.
We do.
Just two white ladies patted down by the LAPD.
That's right. Remain still until the bear leaves the area. Good luck. Fighting back usually increases the intensity of such attacks. However, okay. if the attack persists, fight back vigorously.
So how do you, at what point, I wonder, do you...
I know.
Is it like, I'm starting to feel like my internal organs are right. getting stabbed?
Right.
Or
I don't
you're
know.
Like, he seems like he's really enjoying this bloodletting.
Yeah, I know. It's maybe if it's like... I don't know. Do bears sort of play with you? Like, if they think you're dead, maybe they just kind of play. You
like,
know what
boom,
I mean?
Boom,
yeah,
boom,
boom, boom.
And you're kind of like, I think this is okay. But then when it's like, wait, he's actually chewing on my
right.
head.
Then I guess
I think he's eating me.
Yeah. Now, of course, how you fight back if you're face down on the ground, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But it says hit the bear with whatever you have. Use whatever you have at hand, like a rock, I guess.
Okay. Maybe it's like you grab, maybe you're able to grab a boulder or a backpack full of boulders.
Backpack full of boulders, yeah. Or just take one of those kids you picked up and swing it around and hit the bear in the face. Black bears. If you are attacked by a black bear, do not play dead.
Okay.
Try to escape to a secure place, such as a car or building.
Not a tree.
No. If escape is not possible, try to fight back using any object available. Maybe you could grab a brown bear.
Oh, that's
good.
And hit
the black bear.
Get them at each other.
Yes. Concentrate your kicks and blows on the bear's face and muzzle.
Okay. So not the balls. You don't want to kick him in the balls.
Oh.
And they might not have balls because
they
might
doesn't
be a lady.
Have balls.
Nose is probably, yeah. That
yeah,
seems...
muzzle. And So I think what they're saying are black bears are more dangerous, I guess. Because
so
they're just like, get the hell out of there.
This is the good remembrance?
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio. Brown, lay down. Black, fight back.
Excellent. Except for first, it's black... Flee to get a snack. I don't know
yes.
what rhymes. Flee, it's whack. I don't know. I've been watching too much of the hype.
I like
they never said
flee,
whack.
It's whack.
Okay. Brown laid it down. Black, flee, it's whack. Or black attack.
Fight back. Wait.
Yeah.
How hard do you think it is to tell, though, a brown from a black?
Well, that is a very good question that I did not do research on, but I did wonder in my brain. I don't know. I assume a brown bear looks brown and a black bear looks
because
black.
I think that could be tricky. Like, I think for one, men and women disagree on color a lot. Like a lot of times women will look at, say, a color and say, that's red. And the men will say, that's orange. They see color differently.
What?
And just like all the time people say, well, you have black hair. And I'm like, no, I don't. I have brown hair.
Oh, see, I thought that was a lack of, honestly, I thought it was a lack of discernible skills. In other words, discernible thinking. In other words, my son would say you have black hair because he's not thinking enough.
He's like, I don't care enough about the color
dark,
of your hair.
Right. It's just dark, so it's black. But I didn't realize that's a male theme. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well,
with what
I don't
saying,
know if it's all colors, but I definitely think red and orange is one.
Yes,
where
we
they
did argue
they
about a couch
actually
once.
See color differently.
Like, that's very interesting.
It actually happens. I'm not a neurosurgeon.
Right.
And I don't even know if it's a neurosurgeon who would explain this.
Well, I don't think it is, but
let's just go with it. But maybe there's something in
neuroscientist.
Let's say it's the optic nerve or okay. somewhere in the brain center. Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe I am a neurosurgeon.
I think you are.
What am I
you
doing?
You should host Jeopardy.
I have to go.
I have to go. I'm wasting my life.
What am I doing here? Where it is seen differently.
That's very interesting. I wonder if that's the same problem with brown and black, though.
Might not be.
But yes, I could see going, well, it's kind of dark brown. Is that what some people consider?
And if you've never seen
right.
one, I mean, maybe when it's a black bear, it's so obvious that it's black. It's like so yeah. like, oh, this is definitely a black bear.
There's probably other differences beside the color of the fur, which I'm assuming, you know, more educated people would know.
You know, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
If you're going somewhere, like say you're going to go to Montana and you're going to
yeah.
do a trip there, you might want to look up if yeah. there are brown bears in that region or right. if it's only black, because you might go, oh, actually, if I
oh,
encounter
I
a bear,
right.
it could only be a brown it bear because they don't have black bears in this
right.
region. That would be some good advice I would want to do for my, that's the kind of research I would probably do
okay.
myself, and I would advise the audience.
I think that's really good. Yeah, because you're right.
Like
maybe
that.
They're not native to that area, and you wouldn't find one there anyway.
You don't have to think about it. If you're in the middle of doing your arm waving, like identifying your
right.
your name and
right.
which name do you, is it your nickname you want to use,
right.
what gender you are, like when you're
yeah.
talking, to the, waving your arms, holding your kids, you don't want to also have to be like, wait, am I supposed to lay down? Am I supposed to fight back? Am I supposed to be whack?
Right. You're never supposed to be whack. Crack is whack. If any bear attacks you in your tent or stalks you and then attacks.
Oh, Jesus.
Do not play dead. Fight back.
Inside your tent?
I guess.
I would just stay in the tent and try to fight
well,
from there.
Well, if it attacks you in your tent.
Oh, it's inside. God, it's inside the tent.
Well, also, I'm assuming.
Oh, it's ripped the
even
tent.
If it's, right. Even
this
if the
is,
tent is closed, I don't know how much of a defense that is against a bear.
Yeah, it's just plastic.
This kind of attack is very rare, but can be serious because it often means the bear is looking for food and sees you as prey because you haven't properly introduced yourself as not.
You didn't use bear your bear box.
Bear box?
When you camp, you're supposed to use like the bear box.
Oh, right, where you put all
food
the food.
In. Don't put your food inside the tent.
Right, right.
Jeez.
No, I do know about it. Now I've learned about an owl box and a bear box from you.
I should have showed you the.
You should have shown me. I was at your house yesterday. I didn't see the owl box.
Oh, geez.
Have you caught any owls? Not
no.
caught. They don't. You catch them, right? You just
they use
them?
It. Yeah, well, I haven't seen one yet.
Oh, okay.
It's you know, it's only been a day.
What happens if you find a bear in your owl box? Will they kill rats too?
I hope so.
Okay. Bear pepper spray. Did you
okay.
know this was a thing?
No.
Okay, there is a thing such as bear pepper spray, and I had to look up whether it actually kills the bear or just like does what pepper spray does to humans, which is just you know inconvenience
yeah.
them and stop them. So it doesn't kill them, generally. So make sure you select an EPA-approved product that is specifically designed to stop aggressive bears. It is not a repellent, so do not
okay.
apply it to your body or equipment. Like an episode of Batman, like shark repellent.
Yes.
Like, don't think that you can just
spray
bear repellent. And
come on,
won't.
Kids. We got to put on our bear repellent.
Bear repellent. We got your sunblock and your bear repellent. Okay. Some parks do not allow the possession of bear spray, so you have to check the park regulations before your trip. Although I don't know if you've been attacked by a bear and you use bear spray, I think that's the least of your problems. Is
yeah.
that you get a fine from the...
We should have just let the bear attack us. Now we have to pay this $50 fine.
Right. Yeah, so it says 9 out of 10 times when bear spray has been successfully deployed, people and bears do not die. I don't know if that means sometimes people do die. Oh, I guess because if the bear's still attacking you.
Yeah.
Okay. Know how to use your bear spray. Practice using bear spray before you go hiking so you know what to do when the time comes. Practice pulling the canister out of its holster. I would suggest playing some...
So you also have to wear...
music as you're doing it.
You also have to wear a holster.
You have to wear a holster and a hat.
Where am I going to fit my fanny pack then?
Your fanny pack goes in your pack because you want your pack to be very packed.
Oh, right.
Like, don't put it in your backpack.
No, so I'm saying I have to have the bear pellet in a holster in the front, right?
Yeah.
And then I have to have my fanny pack and a backpack. This is just getting very cumbersome.
Do you wear a fanny pack when you go hiking?
No, but I dream of it.
Okay. You have aspirations of fanny pack wearing? I mean, maybe you could wear it in a fanny pack. Their point was like you have to have
it. You have to be able to whip it out.
That's exactly right. Practice pulling the canister out of the holster and removing the safety on the trigger. So this is like a whole thing. But be careful to not discharge it. Inert cans are available for training purposes. Oh!
Hmm.
So you could do like a practice run.
Okay. I mean, I'm never going to do this. Are you going to do this?
Well, again, I've not found myself in a situation where I'm really camping in a real area where I'm afraid of bears. But if I ever do, maybe. I mean, I don't want to hurt a bear. So...
I don't want a bear to hurt me.
And I don't want a bear to hurt me. So this is interesting. Okay, so when a bear attacks or charges you, spray a cloud between you and the bear and be ready to spray multiple times or empty the can. So spray a cloud like what they used to teach you about perfume. Like you spray the perfume and then you walk into it.
Yeah. You walk out of it for
No, I'm just saying you spray it in between you and the bear. You don't like have to aim at the bear's face.
Okay, I'm
you
not trying. Spray a cloud. Okay. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It's like a protective shield.
Right. Okay, firearms are not recommended for stopping an attack. Using a firearm during a bear attack may only worsen the attack. An injured bear will be more aggressive, especially during a fight. It's also harder to hit a charging bear with a firearm rather than bear spray, and a firearm can be dangerous to any hiking partners. While firearms have been effective at stopping an attack, they aren't recommended. Wounded bears can be even more dangerous, so that's the thing. You don't want to, like, graze a bear with a bullet and
make them even angrier.
If a bear is wounded with a firearm, it can potentially be defensive or aggressive. This can put park rangers and other park visitors at risk.
I kind of think it's, to me, it seems insane that any park would allow a person to walk in with a gun to begin with. But they're, like...
But there must be, because isn't that what hunting is? Walk into a park with a gun?
I mean... This is a good question for my brother who has literally a gun room. That's just, and it's not like this is the gun room. There's just a bedroom in his house and you can open the door and there's just piles of guns.
Piles. Is he in the cartel? Why are there piles of guns?
They're all hunting. They're all for hunting.
But he doesn't have a case or something?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't, there's just guns everywhere.
Strewn about.
But he goes hunting, but I don't think you'd go in parks, would you? Like, you're not going hunting in national parks.
Where do you go hunting?
On land.
Is the land... I don't know. Look, I literally know nothing about this.
This is two people who know very little about the subject.
Very little. Except you have a brother with a gun collection.
Room. Well, we should have him on our hunting episode.
Yeah, we should.
He would be... He really knows...
A hunting episode. That's never going to happen.
He knows a lot.
Have you ever fired a gun?
I've fired, like... What are the guns that are like baby guns?
Water guns. Nerf.
I fired BB guns and I've fired like pistol, rifles. I fired rifles.
At an animal?
Like a can.
At a can? Did you hit it?
Probably not.
I bet that's gratifying to actually hit, not a living thing, but to hit a can or something with a gun. I mean, I've never touched a gun. I've never held a gun. I have no desire to.
Yeah, I'm very afraid of guns.
But I could also understand the gratification of hitting a target with a gun.
Yeah, sure.
But it's, you know.
I'm not gonna get a gun for bears.
You're not gonna get a bear gun?
I'm not gonna get a bear gun.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But I would just say, like, to the audience, I don't recommend bear guns.
No, I don't recommend guns at all.
That's the how to survive stance. I think we can say that.
You're edgy.
I hope I'm not alienating 50% of our audience by saying
who would like to shoot bears. Firearms are not a substitute for proper bear avoidance practices and knowing how to properly handle a bear encounter. Bear spray is the recommended tool. If a firearm is used in self-defense against a bear, contact park authorities immediately. So after you've slaughtered a bear, they recommend you go report yourself. But no, that makes sense. I mean, because especially if you've only wounded it and it's running around mad,
yeah,
and wounded.
That's, yeah,
that's no good.
You got to let somebody know.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just be shooting bears.
No. I mean, it's. I think it would be so hard because they look so. I mean, like a lot of animals that are actually dangerous, they just look so adorable, and you just want to, like, you know, go up to them and
yes.
So, but don't.
No, no. They're to me, I mean, of course I'm afraid of them because I think you should have a healthy fear yeah. of bears, but they're so close to like a Burmese mountain dog. Like
yeah.
they're so close that I'm just like,
I just nodded and said, "Yeah, I have no idea what that is. What is a Burmese mountain dog?"
They're like these big, huge black dogs.
Are they like domestic?
They're dogs? They're very sweet.
And, oh, okay.
And I've seen them a lot in Germany because Germans, at least in northern Germany, they're very into like purebred dogs and big dogs.
Right.
And like once I
they
saw
love purebreds, though.
I saw a dog in a restaurant that I think was 200 pounds.
Really?
And it was this big black dog. Like they let the dog inside the restaurant just sitting by this table. And I was like, there's a bear in this restaurant. They just let a bear in this restaurant.
Did you introduce yourself to it?
I did. Anyway, it was a Burmese mountain dog.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed with them.
Okay, I'm going to look that up later.
I'll show you. They're really... Everyone should look these dogs up because they're so...
I wonder if I've seen one. But yeah, I could see whether it's so cute that
yeah,
you
you're
just
like,
want to...
Oh, yeah, I want to pet you.
Like even... Can pandas be vicious?
I don't
Is
know.
Is that one of those things that can be vicious? Maybe it just rolls on you and then crushes you inadvertently.
It could kill you that way.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a panda attack, but I think polar bears...
Yes,
you
that's true.
Don't mess with a polar bear.
No,
and if they were not, they were vicious before. Think about how mad they are with all the icebergs.
Oh, I'm sure they're furious.
Melting.
Right.
They're
There's
fucking
only so
pissed
much.
At us.
So many times we can buy them off of the Coca-Cola products before they.
They're like, it was cute that you used us in that
yeah.
campaign, but
right.
We don't have any ice.
Right. Right. What good is warm Coca-Cola?
Oh,
thanks a lot.
There's nothing worse.
You know what though is weird. Of course, there's nothing worse than a warm soda.
The worst.
However, sometimes when you're at the beach and it gets hot,
yeah.
like the actual soda gets hot,
yeah.
I kind of like that.
That's,
I know that's
no.
weird. I kind of like
I
that
can't.
Burning hot soda, mm-hmm. Diet mm-hmm. Coke. Mm. It's not something I would seek,
okay.
but once in a while, it's okay.
We're divided on this.
Yes.
And that's okay. We don't have to see everything
no.
eye to eye. Like, I think my mother, this is the mother in me when I was growing up. All she wanted next to the chlorinated pool was an ice cold Pepsi and
yeah.
her menthol cigarettes.
Right.
And I don't like Pepsi. I like Coke.
Right. And you don't like menthol. You like regular.
I like regular cigarettes.
Right.
And oh my God, lately I've really been wanting one, but I want a lot of ice in my Coke.
Well, yes. Oh, my mother literally orders it like this. I'll have a Diet Coke, one ice cube. I'm not kidding. Like, she thinks they're just... She once went to McDonald's and told them how she wanted her burger prepared. I mean, she's like in another... She's living
can
in another
we
world.
Create a show and your mom is a character?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
You know, my mom brags about making a whole meal out of appetizers. Can you do that, Chris? I don't think so. She can make a whole meal out of just appetizers. Oh, just give me a loaf of bread and tomatoes and I'll make a meal out of it. I've never seen you do that, but okay. And by the way...
Wait, I just have to laugh more about your mom. It's going to take me a minute.
She's what we like to call a character.
She really is.
She really is. Have you met my mom? You've met my mom,
I have.
Right?
We went to LACMA together. Me and your mom. This was so many years ago.
Oh, why did we go? What was there a specific
There was like
exhibit?
A fashion exhibit.
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah.
And I think we might have had lunch together.
I do remember that. Yes.
And I thoroughly enjoyed her.
Yeah, she's a character.
Yes.
And she she has just weird anyway. I don't know why I got off on my mom.
I think we were talking about moms.
We were talking about moms. Oh, yes. The menthol cigarettes.
Yes.
And my mom used to hide cigarettes at the house across the street from us.
Oh, she kept it a secret.
Yeah. And she would go over there and smoke at the ash cars. And my brother accused her of being an alcoholic. But she wasn't. She wasn't an alcoholic. She's just like a loopy. But I mean, she occasionally slurred with
yeah.
a glass of wine. But like, she wasn't an alcoholic. I don't know why.
Maybe he just thought everyone that
I think he was just like a sensitive kid and thought like, oh, that's yeah, that's bad news.
My kids, whenever I have like a half a glass of wine, they're like, are you drunk, Mom?
Really?
Yeah.
It's, do they think it's scandalous?
They do. I think they think it's a little bit scandalous.
Does your husband drink?
Not a lot. Yeah. I mean, we both will have like a cocktail, but that's it.
Right.
You know, so when people are drinking, they're just like,
it's fancy.
People are drinking.
Yeah.
And, and one time Benjamin had accidentally a giant drink of a margarita.
What?
At a Mexican restaurant because he asked what we ordered. And Sven said, it's soda. Because he thought it was so obvious that there were margaritas in these big things with ice around the edges.
Yeah, how could your kid not know what a margarita is?
Right? How can a six-year-old not know? And he was joking.
He's joking. Your husband was joking and saying it's a...
Yeah, like being sort of sarcastic or whatever. Well, Benjamin grabbed it and took a big gulp.
Oh, my God.
And then he like threw up.
I bet.
And now he's like, alcohol's disgusting. Good. I'm never going to drink. It's so gross. I don't know why you guys drink. And he loves to tell that story. He's but he tells it to other adults all the time. Yeah. And he'll go, one time, my dad tricked me into drinking alcohol because he told me it was Pepsi or Coke. Right. And I'm like, maybe don't tell the story that way. Like, it really makes it sound like he was trying to get you.
Oh,
so
my God.
Maybe he'll never drink.
But then does your daughter now want to taste it because your son tasted it?
Well, she's always like, you have wine and I stuck my finger in it.
Wait a second. Is that a threat to you? Like, you can't drink it because now it has my dirty finger?
She's like, and I tasted it.
Right. Okay. That's what I, yeah.
She's more into, she's more into the idea that she thinks we should let her drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think a 9-year-old should drink coffee. No. I mean, I'm not the mother of the year, but I do think 9 is too young.
Well, why? I mean, why is that even up for debate?
Right?
Like, who are you arguing with?
I don't, myself?
Your daughter?
I don't know. I just let her be in charge.
Has she tasted it and liked the taste? Is that the thing? Well, yeah. Well, the taste is delicious.
I put cream and sugar in my coffee.
Of course. So it's
basically
delicious.
A dessert. And she's like, please, can I have a whole coffee?
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Oliver's at the age where he gets, a decaf at Starbucks. You know, a fancy whipped, drink with decaf in it, which I'm okay with. I mean, I don't know that there's that much caffeine in a decaf.
And he's a teenager.
He's a teenager. He's 14 in 2 days.
You know what kids love? When their parents talk about them on podcasts.
Well, he's already used to it. Trust me. Jimmy talks about him a lot more than I ever will. He's been on Never Not Funny a bunch. So he's already, he's bitten by the podcast bug.
He's a veteran.
So we're going to break for a commercial. Yes. And then we're going to be back with the second half.
I can't wait.
Of our show.
So exciting.
So much. I think I've lost 4 inches. With osteoporosis, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll be back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. So we have just been talking about how to survive a bear attack, and now we're going to talk about how to survive overbearing people.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you a question, Danielle.
Yes.
You got to choose between a bear or an overbearing person.
Like to have dinner with?
Yeah.
I mean,
First of all, I want to make this real for you in the audience. Close your eyes and imagine the most overbearing person in your life. Or a cuddly bear.
Mm.
But also, this bear might be really hungry.
And
so
kill you.
There's risk. It's not
Yeah. I think, I've thought about this before. I tend to attract as friends some people with I don't know if they're overbearing. I do have some friends with like very large personalities. I feel like that is somehow I am attracted to that.
Okay. Would you say that's not quite the same as overbearing?
Yeah. How would you define overbearing?
So I would describe overbearing because I think that we both have qualities of introversion, maybe, even though we do these kinds of things like performing and right. comedy. They suck the life out of you.
Okay.
In a way. So like when you leave their presence,
you're drained
and you're like, I don't think I need to see them again for a long time.
Right.
But if it's family, you know, we're not going to call out people, you know, right. because, you know, they might listen to the show and we don't want to make people feel bad. But like, you don't want to see them again. Like if you had a choice, you'd be like, oh, God, if I could just take like
right.
5 years off from this person. That
right.
would be great.
Right. Right. OK. Yeah.
That's what I would think of like.
Yeah, well, I definitely have those people in my life.
Okay.
For sure.
So you're going
to
have...
Maybe I'm that to someone else. Ooh, I never thought about that. Maybe I'm the overbearing person to someone else. Maybe we're... There might be
we
someone...
We might be those.
Yes. There might be someone who's like, oh, I did my annual lunch with her, with Danielle. I'm not going to do that again for a while.
Think of... Yeah, is there that person that whenever...
That's fascinating. If you're someone else's overbearing person.
I hope I'm not that...
I mean, I would never describe you as overbearing.
I don't
so.
Think of you that way. I'm always delighted to see you.
Yeah, and you're always delightful.
Well, this is a love fest, and I'm enjoying
it. Isn't it?
I feel like it's... I think, you know what? You could probably be in waves in your life where you might be overbearing
yeah.
to people. But, right. like, I also think people who are overbearing tend to be that, like, always.
Right. Because they're self-centered.
Yeah, there's an egotism to it. There's a narcissism to it.
Yeah.
They're usually unaware of what they're putting on
yeah.
to other people.
And they
people.
Need attention.
A lot.
So you have done some research about
yes.
how to survive such a person,
yeah.
yes?
I went to this really well-known website called experiencelife.lifetime.life.
Oh, my God.
And...
At life?
Yeah.
Experience lifetime. Wait, what is it?
Experiencelife.lifetime.life.
But what? Wait, you mean dot life is a URL?
I
thing.
That's
it's not dot com. It's
that's
dot
correct.
Life.
That's right.
What else is on dot life?
I mean,
and now I got to look up other things that are. What is that called? The end of after the dot.
Life.
No, I mean, what is that called?
The
domain. Domain?
Yeah. Like when it's .edu, .com.
Yeah, .gov, ..
What's that called?
It's not the domain?
No. The...
Is it the numerator? I think it's the numerator.
Yeah, I think it's the... Is it the... is it the Google?
It's the Google.
Just call it the Google.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So .dot life. All right.
This is called... It's the articles. Handling a high maintenance friend.
Okay.
Have a pal who makes excessive claims on your time and attention?
Yes.
Here's how to manage the relationship without making yourself crazy. Okay. So I'm going to, they have a whole list of like your own challenges to overcome, like fear of offending.
Yes.
Your own guilt, helplessness, right. unconscious needs. I'm not going to get into all that.
Okay.
Like you got to, we're going to go to strategies for success.
Oh, strategies. I like strategies.
Because
proactive.
We want to give people productive ways they can
right.
handle this problem. Okay. The first thing you should do.
Yeah.
Remain calm.
Introduce yourself. Wave your arms slowly back and forth.
Have a jar of honey. Set limits.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can say no lovingly, but succinctly. And I like this. Here's this quote from a book called Emotional Freedom. Something on the order of, you're my friend and I love you, but I'm going alone with Mary this time.
Oh.
We'll go together another time.
Okay.
So it's just this reference to some
a mythical
event.
Person named Mary.
There's
yeah.
a movie. They're
right.
going with Mary.
Right. You've made up Mary. Mary's clearly not a real person.
No.
Okay.
So setting limits.
You're my friend and I love you. Boy, that sounds patronizing. But okay.
I agree. I don't think I'd ever do that.
Can you imagine doing that to anybody?
No.
You're my friend and I love you, but I don't want you along this time.
No. It sounds like something I wouldn't even say to my child.
Right.
Well, about the other child.
Right.
Because they would get angrier.
Right.
I think we have to, I agree, set limits.
Yes. Maybe not this language.
Yeah. I think it's more like, I'd love to see you. Why don't we meet up for lunch? I only have 2 hours.
Yes, that's good.
It's like set those boundaries ahead of time, because maybe it's a person who's like, I need to see you.
Right.
And they want to spend like 17 hours with you. And then they don't leave. They're going to just show up at your house and not leave. And you're like, wait, I can't have this person showing up.
Yes. Always showing up at a third, at a second location is always, you know, or another location is always a good idea.
Yes. Because
then you have to, oh, I'm sorry, my car's, the meter's running out.
Yes.
That kind
always
of thing.
Always park in a meter.
Always park in a meter and always be short on change.
You got to park where there's 2-hour parking, which is only your option here.
Yes.
Usually. It's hard to find unlimited parking.
In LA, it's almost impossible.
My meter's about to run out right now.
Oh, no. You're not really at a meter, are you?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
We're good. We're doing this podcast for 6 hours.
Okay.
And then we're going to lunch. I'm the person. You have to set limits with me.
Okay. Chris, you're my friend and I love you.
No.
But I'm not doing a 6-hour podcast. I'll do one with Garen, but not with you.
What?
Next time, I'll do one with you.
Okay. I don't like this. All right. Suggest alternatives. All right. Let's see how this.
Maybe, when you'd, saying, be friend, maybe you'd like to be friends with Mary instead of me.
Yeah.
There's an alternative.
You know, Mary's great. She loves to do that thing that you like to
do. You know who loves this shit? Mary.
You know who loves cross-stitching like you do? Mary. Mary's awesome. Okay. When saying no to a request from the high-maintenance friend, take the initiative by suggesting something else that does involve him or her. I'm planning a night out next week with Sue. And it would be great if you could join us then.
Okay, I like that. So you're kind of diverting.
Yeah.
You're like, I will spend time with you. I just don't want to go to a rave.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to take Molly with you.
Right. Maybe another time.
Yeah. But we could go next week.
But we could go with Molly.
Yes.
To see a movie.
I will do coke. But not Molly.
Right.
So we can do that Wednesday.
Limits. Yeah. Setting limits. Yeah.
I think it's just having this. A lot of this sounds like the way you parent children.
I was going to say that. Yeah,
right?
It does. Like, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like I
offer an alternative. Or
We can't. It's not like this morning what I did with my son.
Yeah.
You can't stay home from school.
Right.
I can take you in a little later because you didn't get enough sleep last night.
Okay.
So he got to stay home until 9 and then I dropped him off on my way here.
Oh, okay.
Because he was screaming.
Oh, no.
That he was never going to go to school again.
Oh.
And crying. Oh. We were all like trying to support him. He didn't get enough sleep last night. He was up till 11.
Why was he up till 11?
He couldn't sleep.
Oh, that's the worst. Did he have too much Coca-Cola?
No, he didn't have any Coca-Cola.
Did he take a margarita?
He
thinking,
took a big slurp of was, Sven's night margarita.
Right.
He has a night margarita.
Yeah. You have one of those
machines.
Yeah.
It just makes the slush kind.
Right, exactly. Right.
The three different flavors.
Yeah. And so every time you do it, you go, it's margarita time.
Absolutely.
Right, every time.
We're having our night margaritas watching the other two. The other one?
Yes. The other two.
The other two. And Benji just came out and was like, I can't sleep. Gobble, 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 gobble. Took a big drink. So suggest alternatives.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Remember the good. It'll be easier to set boundaries if you first remind yourself that you really do care for your friend.
Right.
And you are maintaining these boundaries in the service of the friendship, not in the spirit of anger, punishment, or separation.
Okay, that's fair.
You know,
I mean, well, sorry.
No. I want you to go.
No, I was just going to, you want me to leave?
This is me.
Is this your way of setting boundaries?
Yeah. It's time for you to go. I have a new host and she's waiting outside. It's Cheryl Hines.
What I was going to say was... you know, I think when you're younger, you sort of, I just remember being very disappointed in my friends when I was younger. I would find things that was like, well, that's not how I would do it. Or I wish they were more like me in this way. Or I wish they were more communicative. And then as you get older, you realize not every friend fulfills every need.
Yes.
And nor is it fair to expect that they do.
No.
So once you realize, oh, I love this person. This is what I enjoy doing with this person.
Yes.
Or this is what I get from this relationship and hopefully what they get from this relationship. It doesn't mean that they have to be a perfect person.
They're not all things.
Right.
Every
not
friend
all things.
Is
right.
not supposed to be your soulmate.
Yeah. And certain friends are like a mood, you know,
yes.
like, oh, I'm in the mood to be with this person and just laugh and drink or whatever. Or I'm in the mood to be with this person and have a, you know, a meaningful conversation or something.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But yes, I do understand that some people are just they're on their own sort of track.
Yeah.
And you have to get on that track or, you know.
Well, and I do think there's a level of tolerance when we're younger that we will accept in friends that as we get older, we're like, you know what? I think there's actually some toxicity in this relationship that I can't manage anymore.
Right.
And especially after you have kids.
Yes.
Your time becomes more limited and you have to give so much emotionally to children that you're like, oh, I can't keep giving you this much. I don't have it anymore. So it doesn't mean you have to say like, I have to end it, which sometimes you do.
Yeah.
I've had to, friendships are really hard to end.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever purposefully ended a friendship. I can't think of, I mean, I've drifted apart from people, sure. But I don't know that have you had like a conversation with someone and said like, I can't be your friend anymore?
Yes, I've had to end friendship.
That's tough.
It was really intense.
I bet it is, because it's like a breakup.
I hope if I ran into them, it wouldn't be like weird. It would be weird, but I hope it would be like still, we would be friendly. But, you know, you just come to a point in your life, you're like, oh, I guess this isn't going to work.
Right.
But it's difficult.
Like a relationship,
It's difficult because they are relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the good. Okay. Rehearse. It can be useful to do practice runs with someone else before talking to your high-maintenance friends so that you won't be distracted or shaky in the moment.
I think we all do the thing where we have a conversation with someone in our head that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, for sure.
And we think, or after the confrontation with the person, and then you go through, oh, this is what I should have said, and this is, but we all do that thing ahead of time, like, well, I'm going to say this, and then they're going to say that, and then...
It never goes
to plan, but yeah.
I've had a lot of imaginary conversations where I'm so cool.
Yeah. Right, where you're so strong and so cool, and everything works out in your favor.
Yeah, and my hair looks amazing.
About every time.
Oh, that's really shiny. I think that's a good idea, though, to do it with like another friend who you feel really supported by. But it also feels like, honestly... If you have to do this
much... No, it sounds very high maintenance
at
this point.
If you have to do this much, maybe you should just extricate yourself from this relationship because life is really short.
Right.
Retrain your friend. This is another thing.
What? Like,
wait, is this your dog? You'll probably need to draw boundaries repeatedly, always in response to specific situations before your friend changes his or her behavior. Be patient, but consistent and firm.
Okay.
Oh, here's the last one. I think this is a good one. Be good to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a lot of credit for the courageous act of setting limits.
Yes.
I mean, I do think like it is good practice in the sense of like learning how to have boundaries in your life.
Yeah.
But if you have more than one, like if you have a lot of friends who you have to constantly keep setting boundaries with.
No, it sounds exhausting.
It's really exhausting.
Really
and
exhausting.
I hope you're in therapy.
Right.
Because you're needing to learn how to.
Now, you had a particular... I was going to say set of skills. You have a particular method of dealing with overbearing people that you told me about before.
I mean, I hope this isn't still the way I do things, but the old me, I think, would probably just tolerate the person.
Right.
Give in to everything they ask for.
Sure.
Live with it.
Yeah.
Suffer for, 10 to 13 years and then move.
Okay. Yes, that works too.
So, I don't know if I would recommend that.
No. Well, that sounds... moving is expensive and cumbersome. Not cumbersome,
it is
but
a lot.
Annoying. Yeah.
I feel like... Well, I've lived in LA now, I think 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've moved 15 times.
Are you serious?
Probably, yeah. Because in the early days, I was so broke. And I was just moving from apartment to apartment constantly.
God.
And had
15 times.
All these different roommates. And
yeah.
But I wasn't doing that to escape high maintenance people.
Well, it does sound like a plan, though.
It's one way to live
Did
your
life. Did it work?
I mean, I think I have a good group.
I think you do, too.
How about you?
I don't, honestly, the most high maintenance person in my life is my mom. And I can't draw boundaries with her because she's completely impervious to thought.
Limits.
Yeah, she just doesn't. She acts like the things I've said literally, once a week for the last 35 years or longer, like she's never heard them before. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So she has no. She just constantly interrupts because she just needs attention. She needs a lot of attention. She's very high maintenance. So yeah, but she just isn't aware. And when you tell her something, she's like, well, I'll work on that. But she doesn't work on it. I mean, how could she work on it? Like she's in her 80s now. I really should just give up the ghost, but sometimes I just get so frustrated. But Like, talking to somebody who normally interrupts while you're on the phone is, like, one of the most aggravating things. I just can't. Like, I lose my shit because she talks over me constantly. She just, she doesn't listen, so she just, you know.
She just wants to be heard.
She wants to be heard. And that really is a cliche, but the fundamental truth of it is she wants to be heard in so many ways. So it just goes back to, you know. And she just, like, will take over a conversation no matter who she's with. And I guess maybe it's charming in small doses, but I don't, you know, get small doses. No. So it's a lot.
She should have a podcast.
Oh my fucking God. She could just... she doesn't know what a podcast is. I mean, I wrote on a Rainn Wilson podcast, and I only wrote certain, it was a scripted podcast, and I wrote certain episodes. Everybody check out Dark Air with Terry Carnation. And she asked me, I'm going to say 5 times she emailed me to ask me which episodes I wrote. Because she certainly couldn't commit to listening to every episode for some reason. I don't know why. But I was like, just search your email. It disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's all, nothing, all, it makes sense. Everything, nothing works. The refrigerator doesn't work. The email doesn't work. Like, I was just on the phone with her right before we started. And she said something. I said, well, wait, did you check your email? My email isn't working. Like, how is everyone else on the planet, their email is working but yours? Like, she has some, you know, black hole of a computer where things don't come out. My dad, I asked him, I said, Dad, you know how to search for your email, right? This, I was with him when he was doing this. And he goes, yeah, I know how to search for my email. And he starts scrolling down his 5,000 emails.
Oh,
and
I'm
like, no, there's a search, which I'd already shown him.
Yeah.
Like, you just put in the search in a little window, what, like, the name of the person who sent it to you, or anyway, they're both sort of overbearing in their own separate and delightful ways.
But you know what I did like in that story?
Yeah.
Is that she does want to listen to what you wrote, at least, which is nice.
Oh, do your parents have no interest in what you do?
I think my dad does. I don't know if my mom, I think she's always like, I'll wait for you to tell me.
What? Like, she wants you to describe the episode of a TV show you wrote or something?
Like, she just never really inquires.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like, if it's a world she doesn't understand, she's not comfortable, maybe. She feels like she's prying.
She feels like she's prying into her only daughter's life?
Yes.
I don't mean to pry, but what is it you do for a living?
Yeah. I don't think she'd even ask that. Like,
does she know what you do? Does she know you're a writer?
I don't think she understands it.
Oh.
Like, I don't think she... If I talk about it, I think it just makes her uncomfortable, maybe.
I was just going to ask, does it make her uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
like... Because she has no understanding of show business.
I don't
quote,
know.
Unquote.
I don't even know why.
How interesting. No, my parents are very supportive, but they're just, yes, they're very supportive. That's not a complaint. I know a lot of people don't have that, so I don't want to sound ungrateful.
You didn't.
Okay, but they're batshit nuts. And they are, you know, they're a little bit, whatever. But they are, you know, I grew up with two very overbearing people.
Yeah.
So my dad isn't so much overbearing, but he is, they both need a lot of attention in different ways. They both need a lot of attention.
They're both actors. Actors. Yeah. And I think with acting comes a huge amount of narcissism.
Yeah.
And self-focus.
Right. Not to say every actor is, you know, that way. I've certainly had lots of friends who are actors, but
yeah,
yes.
No. And I'm not saying that's even true. I'm just saying that the ego is large.
Oh, yes. It's large and thirsty.
Yeah.
It's thirsty.
Is it fire?
It's not fire. It's the opposite. And it's not hard.
No.
It's, I don't even know what they would say for bad. They just don't like it.
Well, your childhood was not fire.
It was not fire. But whose childhood was?
I don't know.
So this is completely off subject, but you asked me before if I had watched 9 Perfect Strangers.
Yes.
And now I have watched 3 episodes.
Okay.
And your question to me was, is this show good or bad?
Yes.
And the answer is, it is bad.
Yes.
It is terrible.
It's bad.
And
bad,
I will
right?
watch every episode.
Right? It's so bad.
It's so bad. It is... cartoonish,
right? Like, okay, can I just talk about a
yes.
minute the woman who is like trying to lose weight?
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
her voice is kind of like
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
She gets in like conflicts with people all the time, but
yeah.
I'm like, I don't even understand your character at all.
I don't understand her character either, but I think it's because they've been drugged, which is why
okay.
she's getting into fights with people.
Okay, but also it's like none of these
it's
characters
very inconsistent
make sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, please.
Nicole Kidman, that fucking accent is unacceptable.
Correct.
All of her awards should be taken back. I know it was based on a novel. Guess what? Change it. She doesn't have to be Russian.
No, she shouldn't be.
She doesn't. Let her be Australian. For God's sake, someone let this woman be Australian.
I mean, she's great, usually.
I mean, maybe there's something comes out then she does have to be Russian because I haven't. I've only seen three episodes. Maybe she's part of some Soviet, you know, sleeper agent something.
There's no reason.
I don't know.
No reason for her, as far as I can see, to be Russian.
It is maddening. And her, like, beatific look on her face is so... it's just so one note, and I would just punch her in the face if she were like taking thousands of dollars from me and leading me through like
it's also just starving. Nothing that interesting is happening. I mean, it's like I've been on an actual, like, I've gone to a couple of Deepak Chopra meditation retreats.
Oh, really?
That were like 5-day retreats. Wow. And I'm like, there's nothing really that good happening here. Like, the meditation is bad.
Oh, you mean when you went on it, you felt that way?
No, I'm saying mine was amazing.
Oh, yours was amazing. Okay.
I'm like, this is lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be pissed. I mean, they are.
Well, they are pissed.
But I'm like, this is stupid.
Wait, how many episodes have you watched so far?
Three.
Oh, I've only watched three, too. Okay, so wait, have there only been three on?
I don't know. I just, after three, I was like, I can't watch anymore until I'm watching this with someone who I can talk about.
Oh, okay. Like, well, Jimmy and I are both like, this is horrible and we will watch every episode because I'm just curious about what the mystery is and what's going on.
I just assume that they're going to be drugged and turned into like other people from the drugs. Like,
yeah, that's kind of what's happening.
Right. But in a weird, I don't know, like they're going to become versions of themselves that are different from the.
Right.
And now some kind of tonic.
Right. Well, they're on phase two. I don't think they're ready for phase two.
Right.
We're going to do phase two. They're ready for it. So that's probably a better Russian accent than
I would have cast you.
What does she do? She's like, you have to have patience. We're going to die in the outback. What? What just happened? I don't know why you're suddenly. And then you think that's a wig.
Oh, it's a wig.
It's
for
a
sure.
wig. Okay, I don't have wig wig sense.
Oh, she only wears wigs.
But why? Does she not have hair?
I think she has kind of thinnish hair.
So that's why all of her characters have these
always
fabulous wigs.
Always.
But now, this is going to sound really naive, but she goes in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a wig wet? Like, or is that just a...
I think because
it's human hair.
I think her wigs are human hair.
Because they're human hair.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to get... We can cut this because I'm going to sound really shallow. But when she dives into the pool, I'm like, that's a body double.
Oh, of course it was.
Right?
Like, well, I mean, only because I don't think they would make her dive into a...
Right. But also, I'm like, nobody... There's no way her body looks that great.
Oh. I assume her body does look great.
That, like that. That was flawless. That's like...
I just assume Nicole Kidman. That's a person in their 20s. Oh, okay. I just assume Nicole Kidman's flawless.
I'm sure her body looks very good, but it doesn't look like that.
Well, I just assumed it was a double because she's like diving off a cliff into a...
Well, we have different
and
reasons.
I don't think they would do that to her.
Yeah, well...
But...
I want to know.
Oh, my God.
I think it's more... Like, I feel like for women's self-esteem...
Yeah.
When they show movies, it should always be like... There should be a line at the bottom that was like, that's a body double.
Right,
so we can
right.
all go, okay... She's 50. Her body doesn't actually look
like that. I know. It's ridiculous.
And there should be on her face, it should just be like, here are
all
the fillers.
Things she's done.
Here's the Botox.
Yeah. Remember when she claimed she had never had fillers?
She's had a facelift. I'm sure.
Well, maybe.
Like, fillers can
maybe
only
that's
do-
why she has to wear the wigs, because maybe there's like knots on the back of her head. And then I remember my mom once telling me that, I mean, this is a million years ago, but she had a friend who had a facelift. Now, who knows what a facelift is like, and she said, her friend said, here, Judy, put your hand on the back of my neck. And there was like a fucking knot or something where they had like literally pulled back the skin and like put it in a bow.
I think it's better now.
Yeah, I know it is. I know.
But
that turned my mom off to all anything like that. She was just so creeped out, which I don't blame her.
Yeah.
And then she made a reference no one understood but her. She does that a lot. She'll be like, well, Peter Torkentine. You know, he said, and you're like, what? Who are you? What? And Jimmy's gotten to the point where he'll just look at her and like shake his head like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My stomach's grumbling. Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's not going to be on the, I mean, I think just like all your mom's multiple calls, it's not going to show up on the podcast.
It's going to go up. It's going to go unanswered.
Yeah.
Like all my mom's calls.
My point is, we're going to keep watching.
We are going to keep watching because I'm now obsessed with
how bad it is.
Yes. And I, you know, who doesn't enjoy some smoothie porn? They begin every episode by showing you how they're making a smoothie because clearly they're putting drugs in it or something. But it's very interesting. I just editorial choice
made me think because I like Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
Who's the supposedly ex football player, which was a little bit of a reach for me.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm like, you can't pull that off.
No.
His wife, who I very much enjoy, Rose Byrne.
What?
Yeah.
You know, he's married to Rose Byrne?
Yes, he's married to Rose Byrne.
I did not know that.
Have you watched any of Physical?
No, that's another show I wanted to watch. Okay. And Jimmy was like, I'm sleepy. I want to watch Murder, She Wrote. Is it good? Is Physical worth it?
I think you should try it.
No, I want to. Yeah.
And then we can talk about it.
Okay.
And you can tell me.
We'll talk about it next time.
I've watched a little and then I moved away from it. Not because I didn't like it, but it's fascinating. And I think it's a little bit loosely based on Jane Fonda.
You think? Loosely?
Do you know I made a martini once for Jane Fonda?
Did you tell her it was Diet Coke?
I didn't.
Or Pepsi or something?
It was what she requested.
Were you a bartender?
No. It was at an event that was a very small event, and it was activism in this at JCC in Silver Lake. And I had to make her a martini. You know, somebody was like, we need a martini for Jane Fonda. And I was like, I'll make it.
Oh my God, how cool.
They were like, does anybody know how to make a martini? And I was like, I do. I don't. But I was like, I'm not going to pass up not being able to make a martini for Jane Fonda. Yes. And they were like, we need this kind of vodka. And I was like, I'll get it.
It's like vodka, vermouth.
But she wanted really this certain fancy vodka.
Oh my God.
And I had the shaker and I brought it and the vodka.
That's so great.
And I shook it up and it still went in a plastic cup because that's all we had at the JCC. I should have brought a fancy thing for her. And she hugged me. I'm telling you, her body was amazing. And she was so beautiful and she smelled so good. And she was like, thank you so much.
Oh my God, I love it.
I was like, I'm never going to get rid of this shaker because it reminds me of Jane Fonda. Oh my God,
that is so exciting. What a great story.
It was really exciting.
Aww.
Yeah.
JCC means Jewish Community Service.
Yeah.
Community, wait a second, Center.
Center, yes.
For those not in the know. All right, well,
yeah.
I think
we learned how to survive from bears.
From bears and overbearing people.
Yeah, we learned a little bit
and
today.
And we learned...
watch 9 Perfect Strangers and laugh at it, though.
Just watch it for the ridiculousness of it. It's one of those shows where you're like, wow, I guess they had some budget. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's a big budget.
Or watch it and really enjoy it.
Maybe you'll enjoy it.
You might like it. You might be one of those people that's like... My husband, who's like, I like Grey's Anatomy. He was watching it the other night.
Oh, he was watching it the other night?
Yeah.
Like, has he been watching season all 28 17. Seasons?
Whenever I go somewhere, like out of the house.
Yeah.
And he has to work a lot at home, you know, because he has his business kind of at home now. He'll just have it on. And I'll be like, wait, is that, she just talking to Derek as a ghost? Like,
no. I can still guess. Is that what's happening?
Yes, I can still guess what's going on.
So wait, he left the show.
Yeah.
Big controversial thing. He left the show and now he's just back as a ghost.
So I haven't seen that show probably, I feel like, since I was in high school, but that's not actually true. I'm exaggerating. Guys, that was an exaggeration. literally, I guessed the entire thing. I was like, wait, so I just glanced at the screen and I was like, is Meredith talking to all the ghosts of like 10 years ago? And he's like, yeah, that's what's happening the whole season.
No. She's talking to dead people on a beach
talking to like all the old.
Isn't this a medical drama?
Like McDreamy. And I mean, I don't know the names of characters, like this one guy and this other guy who you would recognize. And then the whole season is about COVID. And
poignant.
No, it's fine.
But she's on a beach.
But he can't watch, like, he used to watch shows like that, and he would put suits on. Like, my mom would come visit, and they would watch Suits, but, like, not to make fun of it.
Right.
And I would just be there making fun of it the whole time, and they would both get really mad at me.
Oh.
They have to turn it off, because I can't help myself.
Right. It's just ridiculous.
It's fun to watch it if you're going to make fun of it, but
I don't think I've ever seen Suits.
It's like, imagine any of those shows. Bones, Castle, Suits, anything with that. What's that guy? Now I'm
Nathan Fillion.
Yes, any show with Nathan Fillion.
Right, Rookie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, My point is, you can watch those and enjoy them, or watch them and make fun of them.
Okay, I will. And I can't, I honestly can't wait for the next episode of Nine Perfect Strangers, because I'm obsessed with it in a, not obsessed, but yeah, I'm curious. I don't know. I'm so into how many white caftans can she wear? You know, like, how ethereal can she look? How little facial expression can she?
Well, she can't.
Make, no, I know really she can't. I mean, anymore. But usually she's a good actress. But this is just poo poo.
Oh God. You know what we should do? We should sync up, watch it the same night, and then we can text each other while we watch it.
I can't do that though. I like to pay attention when I'm watching a show.
All right.
Even if it's a junk show.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
Thanks for tuning in. You know what?
What?
We're going to have an email that's called howtosurvive@gmail.com.
We don't want to do it at life.
Lifetime.life.
Lifetime.life. howtosurvive@gmail.com.
In case any of our audience wants to send us their survival stories, like if you've had any bear encounters, we want to hear those.
If you've actually been attacked by a bear, or even something sillier, you know, like the overbearing thing or whatever,
or
things you've survived,
because then we'll share it on later episodes.
We're
gonna have an episode where we share our audience stories, so please reach out to our website, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Bye
guys. Doobie doop 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 doop.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.